Hello again, and thanks for listening. This is another one of the Chakra podcasts. We are on to the second one, which is Svadhisthana Chakra. And this is the one that's about fluidity and creativity. And when you listen, you will be able to hear that we are still in India. We're in the same location as we were for the first one. And you'll see the students beginning to settle into the India trip a little bit. Good morning. Again, thanks to JK, we decided to do this focus on the chakras. And so yesterday we talked about Muladhara Chakra, which was really helpful in thinking about grounding and rooting and being here. And today we're going to talk about the second chakra, which is Svadhisthana Chakra. And I wonder if any of you guys actually know anything at all about that chakra. I don't remember, I asked yesterday, but we have some different people here. So yeah, what do people know about the chakras in general? And so you don't, when I ask you what if you know something about the second chakra, it's not a test or anything. But I'm just wondering if people do know anything about that second chakra. Anything at all? No.
Not really. The sound is vum.
The sound is vum. How do you know that? You just remember it?
Mm-hmm. I taught myself lover e home. That's the order.
Oh, lover e home. That's great. That's awesome. Okay, mnemonics are good. Yay for mnemonics. Okay, so yes, the sound is vum. That's such a random thing to know about that. I love it. Anything else that anybody knows about this one?
It's where your sexual organs are.
It is where your sexual organs are. So Svadhisthana Chakra is the second chakra. It's also called the sacral chakra. So it's also, so you can think about that. It's another way for us to remember that the chakras are represented front and back, except for root chakra, that's like more centered at the base of the spine. And just like we said yesterday, that they mostly do correspond to some kind of organ or part of the endocrine system. And so the gonads and the reproductive system is related to Svadhisthana Chakra. So Svadhisthana, I feel like I don't completely remember what Svadhisthana means. I know that Sva means something like the self. I know that in English, the Svadhisthana Chakra is, people often translate it as one's own abode. JK, does Dhisthana mean something?
I guess it means more like place.
Okay, so place, or that makes abode. Sense. Abode, great. So the place of oneself. Awesome, thank you. So Svadhisthana Chakra has, its element is water. Its color is said to be orange, and a lot of these have like really specific descriptions about the color. So often that would be called like a sunset orange, like that really deep color of orange, that really rich glowing color of orange. And its sound is vum. The quality of Svadhisthana Chakra is really the quality of being able to feel creative and sensual and fluid and really being able to sort of interact with the world. And it makes me think of when Natalie was talking about the craftsmanship of all of the things that people are trying to sell us. And we were at the temple yesterday and people had the different stone carvings that they were selling us. We might think about that ability to be creative stems from first feeling like I've got my basic needs taken care of, right? I already know that I've got a roof over my head and I'm going to be able to eat. And when that's taken care of, I can be creative and more fluid in the world. It's interesting, though, to think about what Natalie brought up, because in a sense, there's like that intermingling then that people are doing these creative acts as a means to make sure that they have a roof over their heads and food in their belly. So it's just something we might think about, sort of how those interact with each other. And all of the chakras have that quality of interaction. So none of them is thought of as like this, there's just this one and then move on to the next one. They're all completely continuous and related to the one above and below. And in therapy, sometimes when people think about the chakras in therapy, we're always thinking about the one above and below it as well. So svanistana chakra is that feeling that we can just kind of move easily through the world, and that we are, again, fluid in multiple different situations. So we can think about, or maybe I can ask you guys to think about, when we're on this trip, like we talked for us yesterday, Muladhara, that idea of just like we're grounding, we're here, we're safe, we're at the ideal beach resort. Everything's taken care of. We're eating really good food, very grounding food. And now as we embark on the next part of our trip, and we're going to get in the van and we're going to leave this place, and we can think about moving up into that next chakra. What can you imagine, just from, a lot of us arrived earlier, and like Natalie, you just got here, and Ashley, you just got here. Like, from what you've seen so far, what can you imagine would you need to think about this idea of really being in that svadhisthana chakra, that ability to be fluid related to this trip, to us being on this adventure together? Any thoughts about that? And it's okay if you don't have any thoughts. It's very early in the morning.
It's early,
yeah. And we're jet lagged. What I was thinking is that once we realize that we are safe and we are taken care of, and that and we have a little bit of a sense of grounding, and we have JK, and we're going to meet his cousin soon, and so we have this sense of, okay, somebody's taking care of things, that we're more likely, we're more ready and more able to now go, okay, now take us, now we'll leave the ideal beach resort, right? Now we're going to go and do something else. And that ability to feel like this is going to be okay, and I can move a little bit outside of what feels like my comfort zone. I can move a little bit out of what feels totally familiar to me into other situations. And that when I feel like things are taken care of, it's a lot easier for me to go out on an adventure and to extend myself beyond what my boundaries might feel like, and to feel fluid. And then I was also just thinking about, like, Natalie being our resident artist, if not our artist in residence on the trip, although she's really working on that book there, so maybe she is our artist in residence. Thinking also about that idea of our own creativity and our own ability to be creative and to tap into that natural part of us that is creative, and that sometimes when we're with someone, or I guess just as we get older too, there's a sense of like, well, Natalie's an artist, but I'm not. Or like, Laura's a dancer, but I'm not. And feeling like our ability to be creative, it sort of gets more circumscribed. Like the older we get, like I fall into this like category of artist or not artist, or creative or not creative. And a lot of us will, we'll say it, or you'll hear people say like, oh, I'm just not that creative, or oh, I don't really make art, or I don't dance, or whatever it is. And so I think the other quality of us coming back into that svadhisthana chakra is really being able, not only like the fluidity and ease of movement and ease of putting ourselves out there more, but also that ability to tap back into our natural sense of creativity. Like that creativity doesn't have to just show up as artistic expression, right? And that our lives are creative, right? And our ability to interact with other people is a creative act. Or even going back to thinking about like the sexual organs, right? So obviously there's a lot of like that fluidity, like in literal fluid, but also the act of being sensual, or being open to sensuality, or being sexual, or being intimate. Like all of those are also creative acts and call upon a natural part of us that's creative. So that's the other part of svadhisthana chakra that I would think about for each of us, is like, where is that natural creativity occurring, and really acknowledging that outside of like, I'm an artist or I'm not an artist, right? So going all the way back to one's own abode, or being in one's own place, that this chakra is really all about us feeling like we can start to really come into our own and honor who we are as we are, and know that each one of us has that capacity for fluidity, and also that natural capacity for creativity that's all our own. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. All right. So in our practice today, we are going to focus on the sense of just being fluid, being creative. So most of the flows that I'll be offering will be more kind of fluid, just moving flows. And then I'll also give some time to really think about how do we just have creative movement. And even when we think about yoga asana, oftentimes as a teacher, I'll say, now just do whatever you want or just do some poses. And you can still see people are like, they're like, well, I have to do this warrior one, and then I'm going to do this downward dog, and then I'm going to do like all these poses. And so part of what I'll invite in our practice today is just being creative with movement and simultaneously watching your brain's sort of desire to be like, well, that's not yoga, or I don't know what to do with yoga. And then also overriding that and saying, I'm just going to move however, because that's what my body does. And that's my affirmation of my own ability to be creative. Sound good?
Yeah.
All right. So since Laura so graciously, what was it again? Lovers, what is it?
Lover e home.
Lover e home.
Lover your home.
Lover your home. I love it. Okay. So it's vum is our seed sound. So as we go transition into our movement, let's just chant the sound vum. Ready? All right. Inhale. Vum.